You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The exhibition is a partnership between the Giriguna Aboriginal Art Centre and the South Australian Museum, because it was supposed to be a one-off exhibition, you know, just for 3 months at the South Australian Museum. Because the show really, the audience loved it, I thought, maybe we could tour it. That's how the next project started. Yeah, it took quite some time, you know, to bring it, like, to tour. But it turned into a touring exhibition and quite a big project, because the exhibition will be touring in 14 different venues over nearly 3.5 years.
Wow. And it just started in Melbourne a couple of days ago. It was on the 16th of August. It will be running up until mid-January 2020.
The 26th of January 2020. It's a bit more than 5 months. We're very fortunate to have such big exposure.
Being passionate about Indigenous art, you've curated so many art exhibitions and events. Tell us about the objects and other artifacts that feature in this exhibition.
Maybe before, if it's possible, before talking about the objects or the artists, I think maybe I could tell you just a little bit about the background of the project.
Yes, please.
Because that exhibition project really originated due to a community interest, especially like in the cultural material from like the Giriguna region, but which was in the collections at the South Australian Museum. Some of these raw objects, they were never displayed to the public, especially never with traditional owners' involvement. For traditional owners, not only here in Far North Queensland, but all over Australia,
yeah,
they really believe that the spirits of the old people, their ancestors, remain with the objects. What happened with the South Australian Museum, I facilitated like a visit to the collection. Then we went there with an elder, Uncle Claude Biron, and
yeah,
two artists.
Yeah.
And we really checked the collections. The traditional owners, they selected like some objects which were relevant to them and to the exhibition.
So,
then
yeah,
the South Australian Museum care of like these important cultural objects has created like a pathway, if you want, for traditional owners to first further understand like and access such collections,
yeah,
and also allowing a broader sharing of their culture and traditions Australia-wide. Even like just the project was for the South Australian Museum. Now
yeah,
it's even broader because it's really Australia-wide.
Yeah, because we'll be traveling, yeah.
The South Australian Museum really welcomed the opportunity to partner with the Giriguna Aboriginal Art Centre and the artists. It became the first host institution, you know, for that exhibition. But the Giriguna artists, they really led the way forward, not just for their own culture, but like in the culture of museums.
Yeah.
Because as I said before, they initiated the project. They chose the objects like to be presented.
Yeah.
Then what is happening is the touring exhibition has 5 objects from the South Australian Museum.
Yeah.
But the Melbourne Museum also has quite a big collection of objects from Far North Queensland. And we went to check the collection again with Uncle Claude Biron and 2 artists. They chose 15 objects selected because there was a much bigger range. The Melbourne Museum has added like 11 objects chosen by the traditional owners from their collection, and that is going to provide visitors, local traditional owners from the Melbourne area,
yeah,
and or Victoria, and artists in general, with really direct engagement with these really important rare objects, because these objects, most of the time they just stay in the collections, you know, they don't come out.
Yeah.
Then that is an amazing opportunity to bring this object out and showcase them to the public.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.